Moving on, more evidence of foreign involvement in the crisis in Syria. Scores of foreign insurgents have been killed across the country during clashes with government forces. The Syrian daily Al-Watan has published the names of about 140 insurgents from 18 different countries. Nearly 50 of them were Saudi nationals. Most of the insurgents were killed during October and November in the central and northern parts of Syria. According to Al-Watan, they were mostly extremists belonging to Al-Qaeda, or joined the terrorist organization after arriving in Syria via Turkey and Lebanon. Damascus has already sent the list to the United Nations Security Council. Syria has been the scene of fighting between government forces and foreign-backed insurgents since last March. Damascus says foreign powers are fueling the unrest. Alaa Ibrahim is a journalist and political analyst with me now live from Damascus to share his thoughts with us on this. Mr. Ibrahim, thanks for being with us. And now, when it comes, of course, to the role of foreign fighters and their foreign backers, according to the Syrian government, it says that this conflict can only be resolved once those countries who are allowing these fighters to get into Syria stop doing that. What's your thoughts?
Well, actually, first we have to make the distinction between two kinds of insurgents or foreign fighters in Syria. The first kind are intelligence operatives coming from Turkey, countries, GCC countries, the United States of America and Britain. They're here to train, to do information gathering, to do intel work, and sometimes they train and lead some of the other foreign fighters and Syrian fighters in their fight against government troops. The other kind, which is the majority of the foreign fighters in Syria, are so-called jihadists. They come from all across the world. They've been recruited in Britain, in the United States, in GCC countries, in any country that you can think of, Pakistan, Afghanistan. Actually, there has been media reports in Western mass media, such as The Guardian and The Independent, about the recruitment of British young men who were sent to Syria or who went to Syria to fight the government. But just let me say another thing, that this list is only the tip of the iceberg. 124 names is hardly a big part or a big chunk of the bulk of the foreign fighters in Syria. There are some estimates that say that there are over 10,000 foreign fighters here in Syria coming, as I told you, from Gulf countries, from Pakistan, from Afghanistan, from European countries. Let me tell you another thing, that these fighters, though they might not be the majority of the fighting force on the ground, but they are the elite of this fighting force. Some of those people have been fighting in Afghanistan, Iraq, and now they came to Syria. So they have quite a good experience, and they're applying this experience here in Syria.
Right. So quickly, Mr. Ibrahim, if you can, we know that Syria has now given that list to the UN Security Council. Do you expect any kind of international action when it comes to these this foreign presence, basically?
Well, the foreign interference in the Syrian crisis has been evident since day one. We've seen Prime Minister Erdogan speaking about what the Syrian government should do beginning from the first months when the protests started in Syria. So I think foreign intervention has been clear in many ways in Syria, and it's not a secret that the United Kingdom has sent command and control systems to opposition fighters, and it has been, right. Media reports about that has been published, as I told you, in many mass media outlets in Europe. I don't think there will be an international reaction to this, though I think this could be a chance for countries such as Russia and China, who are supporting Syria in the Security Council and other UN organizations, that this would be a chance for them to right. strengthen their position, to say, look, this is not a Syrian internal fight, this is a proxy war launched by the West against Syria.
Right.
So I think I don't expect any big international response, but it will definitely strengthen the position of the Syrian government and
right.
the allies of Syria. And let me also mention, this is not the first list that the Syrian government has sent to the UN Security Council.
Mm.
This is a part of series. I think more than 200 names were sent to the United Nations Security Council
yeah.
before this list.
Thank you very much, Mr. Alaa Ibrahim, journalist and political analyst, joining us there live from Damascus.